Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic DNB arrangement moments that can make a tune feel way bigger than the sum of its parts, a rewind moment blueprint for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just an effect trick. We're not just slapping on a reverse sound and calling it a day. We're designing a proper arrangement event. Something that says, yeah, the energy just turned a corner, the tension got reset, and now we're about to slam into the next section with intent. If you think like a DJ and a producer at the same time, this makes total sense. A rewind moment is like a camera move. The listener suddenly gets pulled back. The scene changes, and what was hidden a second ago is now revealed. That mindset is really useful here, because it keeps you from overstuffing the section. You want one clear emotional axis. Maybe it's dread. Maybe it's nostalgia. Maybe it's pressure. Maybe it's emptiness. Pick one and let everything serve that feeling. We're aiming for a 4-8 bar section that includes a taper wind style transition, a deep jungle atmosphere bed, chopped break movement, and a bass reset that makes the re-entry hit harder. The goal is controlled tension, not random chaos. So let's start with the arrangement. Open arrangement view, and choose a phrase point where the energy is about to turn. Good spots are after an 8 bar drop, before a second drop, or right after a breakdown return. If you already have a strong 8-bar section, duplicate it first. That's a great workflow move because it preserves the groove identity, and then you can carve out the rewind from something that already works. Set up a few clear groups, one for rewind effects, one for atmosphere, and if possible, keep your drum bus and bass bus separate. Color code them immediately. It sounds small, but that kind of visual organization makes intermediate sessions much faster when you start automating and resampling. A simple structure could be bars 1 to 4, your main groove or drop, bars 5 to 6, the energy pullback, bars 7 to 8, atmosphere and tension rebuild, then bars 9 to 12, the next phrase lands. Even if you only use 4 bars, think in those terms. It helps the moment feel intentional and mixable. Now let's build the rewind itself using stock Ableton devices. Pick a short sound source on an Audivo track. This could be a snare tail, a cymbal hit, a vocal chop, a break fragment, or even an atmospheric stab. Duplicate the clip. Reverse the duplicate, and trim it so the reverse motion lands exactly on the phrase boundary. That phrase alignment matters a lot. If the rewind is off-grid in a sloppy way, it can sound like an accident instead of a musical event. Start shaping it with reverb. Play it before the reverse ends, and keep the decay fairly long, maybe around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Then use auto filter after the reverb, and automate the cutoff downward so the sound feels like it's being sucked back into the mix. That little move creates the illusion of motion in reverse. Light saturator can help glue it together and add a bit of grit. If you want the transition to feel like it collapses inward before exploding back out, use utility to narrow the width toward mono, then open it back up later. One really good teacher-style tip here. Automate the volume of the reversed clip as the filter closes. That way, it feels like the sound is being physically pulled backward, not just faded out. If you want to level it up even more, resample that whole reverse chain onto a new audio track. Then you can warp it, slice it, or pitch it like a custom effects element instead of a generic transition. Next, we need the jungle atmosphere bed. This is where the deep character comes in. Think less massive pad, more lidding environment. You want something that sits behind the drums and the bass without eating the whole mix. A field recording, vinyl crackle, a low drone from Waveedable, filtered noise from operator, or a chopped ambient sample all work well. If you're using Waveedable, keep the patch simple. A saw or a complex Waveedable, modest unison, slow attack, slow release, and a low pass filter so it stays dark and tucked in. Then process it gently. EQ8 is your friend here. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so the low end stays clean. If there's harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, dip that area a bit. Echo can add movement if you keep the feedback modest and filter the repeats heavily. Auto pan can add subtle width and motion, but don't overdo it. The atmosphere should feel alive, not seasick. A good jungle atmosphere usually has layers, maybe one dark narrow bed, one wider texture, and one small foreground detail like hiss, flutter, or a distant hit. That's enough. If all your layers are trying to be the main character, the section gets cluttered fast. Sometimes the most effective move is to reduce the number of events while making the main gesture more obvious. Now for the break. This is where the jungle identity really wakes up. Take a break or drum loop and chop it into micro edits. You can do this in simpler slice mode or directly in arrangement. Slice on transients or manually cut around the key hits. Keep the kick and snare readable, then fill the gaps with ghost notes, small pickups, and maybe one or two reverse slices. The point is to create motion and identity without turning the section into a fill explosion. You can process the break with drum bus for a little drive and crunch, but keep it tasteful. You want clarity in the transient shape. Glue compressor on the break bus can help it sit together, especially if you're using several small edits. And here's a great workflow move: freeze and flatten the break after editing, then chop the rendered audio again. That gives the section a more committed, slightly rougher jungle feel. It also forces decisions, which is always good when you're trying to build momentum. Now we bring in the bass reset. The bass should not just disappear. It should behave like it's being pulled back, then reintroduced as a statement. A clean sub layer in mono, plus a mid bass or res layer with some edge, is a strong foundation. Keep the sub simple and mono with utility. On the mid layer, use saturator for character and auto filter to automate the movement. You can open the cutoff from low to mid high over the reset phrase so the bass feels like it's returning from a tunnel. Think in phrases, not just sounds. For example, bar 1 hits hard and ducks out. Bar 2 answers with a gap. Bar 3 re-enters filtered and different. Bar 4 lands fully or holds into the drop. That call and response approach gives the transition a narrative. It stops the bass from just being a loop and makes it feel like an event. Now let's shape the whole rewind with automation. This is where the magic usually is. Automate filter cutoff on the atmosphere and break bus. Automate the reverb dry slash wet rising into the transition. Narrow the stereo width before the rewind, then widen it after. Send more into delay and reverb as the section falls away, then cut it back when the re-entry arrives. A strong pattern is, pull the music down with a low-pass filter, increase the reverb tail, remove the bass briefly, drop the rewind hit, then let the atmosphere bloom again. That's the whole camera move right there. It feels like a controlled pullback rather than a random FX pile. And yes, use timing imperfections on purpose. If every slice and every reverse hit is perfectly on the grid, it can feel too synthetic. Nudge one chop a few milliseconds early or late. That tiny human tension makes the rewind feel more alive. Mixing-wise, keep the low end disciplined. Sub stays mono and simple. Atmospheres get high-passed so they don't cloud the kick and snare. Rewind effects should avoid heavy low-mid buildup. If the moment feels weak, don't just make it louder. Increase contrast. Pull the drums down more. Make the reverse movement more obvious. Give the atmosphere a beat to own the space. Contrast is usually the real fix. Now, arrange it like a DJ-friendly event. A rewind moment works best when it sits on a clear phrase boundary, usually after a section that already feels complete. You want the listener to feel like something finished, then got pulled back into a new direction. For jungle and rollers, that might be before the second drop, after a call and response bass phrase, or as a switch up halfway through a longer journey. A simple readable layout is: bar 1. Energy starts to fall. Bar 2. Reverse effects become obvious. Bar 3. Bass cuts or filters down. Bar 4. Atmosphere and drums reset. Bar 5. Read entry. Clean. Mixable. Functional. That's what makes this useful in production, not just in sound design. It gives the track a structural pivot. It creates contrast. It keeps the floor engaged because the tension is obvious, but the momentum never dies. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long. In DNB, 1-4 bars is usually enough unless you're building a full breakdown. Don't overload the atmosphere with low end. Don't use too many FX layers at once. One strong reverse event, one atmosphere bed, one rhythmic break movement is often plenty. And don't let the bass and rewind hit fight for attention. If needed, just drop the bass for a beat and let the transition breathe. Also, don't make it too clean. Jungle usually benefits from controlled roughness. A little saturation, a bit of vinyl texture, some resampled grit, all of that helps. You're going for emotional weight, not polite transition design. If you want to push this further, try one of the advanced variations. You can do a two-stage rewind, where the mix narrows first, then the reverse event lands, then a different rhythm returns. You can do a fake-out rewind, where everything seems like it's pulling back, then you cut to near silence for a beat and re-enter with a dry drum hit or bass stab instead of the expected FX. You can also create a descending filter ladder, where the drums close first, then the atmosphere, then the bass. That gives the moment a more cinematic pullback. For darker character, consider layering a tiny amount of mechanical texture, rain, tape hiss, chain rattle, or distant stack. Keep it subtle. You don't need a lot. One strange texture is often enough to make the whole section feel physical and underground. Here's your quick practice challenge. Take 15 minutes and build a rewind moment in one 8-bar loop. Use a break, a sub, a mid-bass, and one atmosphere layer. Choose one hit or vocal fragment and turn it into a reverse effects moment with reverb and auto filter. Chop the break into at least 4 edits, including one ghost note and one pickup. Automate the bass to leave space for one full beat. Add a 2-bar atmosphere swell using echo or reverb sends. Then make the section land cleanly with a clear re-entry on bar 5. Keep the track count low. That forces you to use arrangement, automation, and editing instead of clutter. If you finish early, render the rewind section to audio and rework it once more. If it still feels strong after resampling, you've probably got a reusable blueprint.